A political crisis in Armenia leads off today's edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, glad to have you watching. Armenia is a small landlocked nation between Turkey and Azerbaijan. Its government is officially a parliamentary democracy, but large protests welled up in the country's capital recently because the Armenian public believed their former prime minister had done something unconstitutional. Serge Sargsyan was the president of Armenia for 10 years, starting in 2008. During that time, he promoted changes in the nation's constitution that made the office of prime minister more powerful than the presidency. And though he said he would not try to become prime minister after his term as president ended, the nation's parliament, which is controlled by Sargsyan's political party, elected to give him the job anyway. Tens of thousands of people protested. They saw this as an illegal power grab. And things escalated when members of Armenia's opposition political party were held by police. On Monday, though, Prime Minister Sargsyan announced he'd resign, saying, "The street movement is against my tenure. I am fulfilling your demand." So what happens now? Armenia is faced with the task of working out some sort of political compromise so the nation can move forward.